The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from an email and various websites. Beginning with the email from American Foundation for the Blind, Invest in Blind Researchers Changing the Future. AFB Research Fellowship, Empowering Blind Researchers to Lead the Way. Carmel Hadrian, a research fellow, her name is spelled CarmelHeydarian, Hadrian. Who shapes the research that shapes our world? For too long, blindness research has been conducted without the leadership of people who are blind or have low vision themselves. The American Foundation for the Blind is changing that through the AFB Research Fellowship Program. There's a hot link. This program provides blind and low vision graduate students and recent graduates with hands-on research experience, mentorship from blind PhD-trained researchers, and opportunities to publish and present their work. Fellows are not only building careers, they are influencing policy, advancing accessible technology, and improving the quality of life across our communities. Carmel Hadrian, a current AFB Research Fellow, is helping lead research on artificial intelligence, accessibility, and aging. There are hot links for AI and for aging. During her fellowship, she earned her first author publication, strengthened her data analysis skills, and presented on independent travel for blind youth at a national conference. Reflecting on her experience, Carmel shared, "This fellowship gave me confidence, community, and a sense of purpose. Your gift today helps ensure that more emerging researchers like Carmel can gain the mentorship, training, and opportunities they deserve. Will you make a special gift to support AFB programs? Hot link to give today. With your generosity, AFB can continue preparing blind and low vision individuals to lead in academia, government, nonprofit organizations, and industry. Together, we are ensuring that research about our community is guided by lived experience and a deep commitment to access and opportunity. Thank you for investing in leadership that will shape the future. With gratitude, signed Ariel Silverman, Director of Research." From ACB.org, posted March 17th, Accessible Currency Update. Dear ACB community, we recently received a semi-annual update from the Bureau of Printing and Engraving, BEP, regarding their progress implementing the court's order from ACB's Currency Accessibility Lawsuit of 2008. The BEP is on track to print the new $10 bill with the accessible raised tactile feature in 2026. Additionally, they have distributed more than 100,000 currency readers and have two mobile apps, iNote for Apple users and Ideal Currency Identifier for Android users, that also function as currency readers. ACB looks forward to the production of the accessible $10 bill. Posted March 18th, Dear ACB, please see below advocacy alert from Prevent Blindness regarding the opportunity to ask your representatives to support funding for vision and eye health programs. Prevent Blindness Advocacy Alert. A bipartisan congressional letter supporting vision and eye health funding is circulating right now, and the sign-on deadline is March 25th. We're asking you to take 1 minute to urge your representative to sign the support funding for vision and eye health programs in fiscal year 2027. Appropriations letter led by Representatives Gus Bilirakis and Mark Vizi. That's Bilirakis and Vasey. This letter calls for Congress to provide $6.5 million for the CDC's Vision and Eye Health Program, address the growing impact of diabetes-related vision loss, and elevate the need for children's vision and eye health. Last year, vision and eye health funding was cut by $2 million. As rates of vision loss and chronic eye disease continue to rise, we cannot afford to fall further behind. Please take action today and ask your representative to sign on to the letter before the March 25th deadline using this link. https://advocacy.preventblindness.org prevent-blindness-legislative-action-center/#16. Posted March 19th, the ACB says, urge Congress to end the SSDI waiting period. ACB has a new Speak Number 4 campaign advocating for the passage of the We Can't Wait Act of 2026. One of the biggest issues regarding Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, benefits is the five-month gap between the approval of the SSDI application and the start of SSDI payments. This bill would amend the Social Security Act to allow individuals who are applying for disability benefits to elect to receive a portion of their SSDI benefits during that five-month waiting period in exchange for a moderate reduction in their monthly benefit amount. It only takes a few moments of your time to ask your representatives to support this important piece of legislation at the following link, https://speak4.app/fn01vsao query ts=17739539691. As we near the end of the month for women, AFB.org has a list of trailblazing women in history who were blind or had low vision, posted back on March 6th. As we observe International Women's Day and Women's History Month, we recognize the many women who are blind or have low vision whose work helped expand opportunities for others. When we think of blind women in history, many of us think first of Helen Keller, who became blind and deaf after an illness at 19 months old. Keller went on to become an internationally recognized advocate for people with vision loss and a powerful voice for those who were marginalized. Today, AFB's fully accessible Helen Keller Archive provides a rich source of information about her life and work for scholars, students, and the public. But Keller's story is only one part of a much larger history. Across generations, women who were blind or had low vision helped expand access to education, champion Braille literacy, advocate for civil rights, and open doors for others in their communities. Many of these women played pivotal roles in shaping opportunities for people who are blind or have low vision. Here are just a few whose work helped leave a lasting mark. Laura Bridgman, 1829 to 1889. Laura Bridgman was the first deaf-blind student successfully educated at the Perkins School for the Blind, becoming one of the earliest documented examples of formal education for a deaf-blind person. Bridgman arrived at the school in 1837 at just 7 years old. After learning to communicate through fingerspelling, she went on to study a wide range of subjects, including reading, writing, geography, arithmetic, history, grammar, algebra, geometry, physiology, and philosophy. Her education attracted international attention and helped demonstrate that people who are deafblind can learn, communicate, and pursue academic study. Helen Keller later recalled meeting Bridgman during a childhood visit to Boston. In a 1905 letter, Keller wrote, "I remember meeting Laura Bridgman when I first visited Boston. I was only a little girl, and I had four opportunities to talk with her." Bridgman's life and writings remain an important part of the history of deafblind education and can still be explored through her journals preserved in the Perkins Archives. Adelia M. Hoyt, H-O-Y-T, 1865 to 1966. An American librarian, author, and advocate, Adelia M. Hoyt was an early champion of the idea that people who are blind should play a central role in shaping programs and policies that affect their lives. Hoyt experienced significant vision loss in childhood due to recurring fevers. She attended the Iowa School for the Blind and later became a librarian in the Library of Congress Reading Room for the Blind. There, she helped lead efforts to expand access to Braille reading materials for people who are blind or have low vision. Hoyt co-authored Braille Transcribing, a manual, in 1925 with Gertrude T. Ryder to guide volunteer transcribers producing Braille books after World War I. The work later became part of the Library of Congress Braille program, where Hoyt eventually served as director of Braille Transcribing. Throughout her career, Hoyt trained and certified more than 2,000 volunteer Braille transcribers. She also testified before Congress in support of the Pratt-Smoot Act, which created federal funding for Braille books. That's PRATT-SMOOT. In 1940, Hoyt received the Miguel Medal for Outstanding Service to the Blind. Helen Keller presented the award to Hoyt at the offices of the American Foundation for the Blind, where she acknowledged Hoyt's work in a speech. There's a hot link for that. Ann Sullivan, 1866 to 1936. Ann Sullivan is widely known as the beloved teacher of Helen Keller, but fewer people realize that Sullivan herself had low vision. As a child, Sullivan developed trachoma, a bacterial eye infection that left her with very limited vision. After undergoing surgery at 15, some of her sight was restored, but she continued to have low vision for the rest of her life. Sullivan's work with Helen Keller transformed approaches to teaching children who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Her patient and innovative teaching methods demonstrated that communication and education were possible for students who had previously been excluded from learning opportunities. Her influence continues to shape educational practices and philosophies in the field of blindness education today. Tilly Aston, 1873 to 1947, T-I-L-L-Y-A-S-T-O-N. Tilly Aston was a pioneering Australian educator, writer, and advocate who dedicated her life to improving opportunities for people who are blind or have low vision. After losing her vision as a child, Aston became Australia's first teacher who was blind. Recognizing the importance of accessible reading materials, she founded the first library of Braille books in Melbourne. She recruited sighted volunteers and trained them in Braille so they could help convert printed works into Braille for readers who are blind or have low vision. Aston was also a passionate advocate for civil rights. Her efforts helped secure voting rights for people who are blind, pensions for those who were legally blind, and the world's first free postal system for Braille materials. She later championed the introduction of talking books as another way to expand access to literature and information. Georgia Duckworth Trader, 1876-1944. Georgia Duckworth Trader dedicated her life to expanding educational opportunities for people who are blind or have low vision. Born with congenital cataracts, Trader lost her vision completely at age 11 after an unsuccessful surgery. Determined that her daughter would still receive an education, Trader's mother helped ensure she became the first student who was blind admitted to a Cincinnati public school. Trader later worked with her sister Florence to teach Braille classes at the Cincinnati Public Library. In 1901, they established the Cincinnati Library Society for the Blind. 2 years later, they opened the first home for women who were blind in Ohio, which eventually grew into the Clover Nook Center for the Blind and Visually Handicapped. Hot link for Georgia and Florence Trader received the Miguel Medal, M-I-G-E-L, from AFB in 1944 for their work teaching students who were blind or visually impaired. Trader was especially committed to teaching adults who lost their sight later in life. There's a hot link for that. Believing that education and literacy could restore confidence and independence. Helen May Martin, 1893 to 1947. Helen May Martin was a deafblind concert pianist whose career challenged assumptions about what people with multiple disabilities could achieve. Helen Keller once described Martin as the most accomplished deaf and blind person in the world. Born in Lincoln, Nebraska, Martin was deaf and blind from childhood. Her mother taught her music using tactile methods, including illustrations made with dried beans. Martin later graduated from the Kansas State School for the Deaf, becoming the first student who was also blind to attend, and went on to study at music conservatories in Wichita and Cincinnati. Martin began performing public concerts in 1922 and toured across the United States for more than 20 years. She memorized hundreds of musical compositions and collected sheet music in Braille and other raised print systems. In addition to piano, she also played the harp and experienced music by feeling sound vibrations. Her musical accomplishments and national concert career demonstrated the extraordinary possibilities of deaf-blind musicianship. Martha Louise Morrow Fox, F-O-X-X, 1902-1985. Martha Louise Morrow Fox was an innovative educator who helped expand educational opportunities for black students who were blind during the era of segregation. Born in North Carolina, Fox lost most of her vision in infancy. After earning a degree in education from Hampton Institute, she helped establish Mississippi's first school for black students who were blind at the Piney Woods Country Life School. Fox believed strongly in hands-on education and independence. Her teaching emphasized Braille literacy, music and the arts, work experience, community engagement, and practical life skills. Many of these principles are reflected today in the expanded core curriculum used in education for students who are blind or have low vision. Honoring the legacy of blind women leaders. The women highlighted here represent just a small portion of the many leaders who are blind or have low vision who have shaped history. Their stories remind us that progress often has been driven by the leadership, determination, and vision of women who refuse to accept limits placed on them. This International Women's Day and throughout Women's History Month, we celebrate their achievements and the generations of women who continue to expand possibilities for people who are blind or have low vision. Signed AFB staff with links for Helen Keller and education. I came across this article in the edadvocate.org, Future Outlook for Special Education by Matthew Lynch. Embracing Change and Innovation. Introduction: Understanding the Landscape of Special Education. Special education has long been a critical area of focus within the educational sector aimed at meeting the diverse needs of students with disabilities. As we look toward the future, it becomes essential to understand how societal shifts, technological advancements, and evolving pedagogical methods will shape the landscape of special education. This article explores the future outlook for special education, examining trends, challenges, and promising innovations that are set to transform the educational experience for students with special needs. Trends in special education, shaping tomorrow's classrooms. Inclusive education, the move toward integration. One of the most significant trends in special education is the push toward inclusive education. This approach emphasizes integrating students with disabilities into general education classrooms, providing them with the same learning opportunities as their peers. The benefits of inclusive education are profound, fostering social interaction, promoting empathy among students, and enhancing academic achievement through collaborative learning. Research supports the notion that inclusive classrooms benefit both students with disabilities and their typically developing peers. As more educators receive training in differentiation and inclusive practices, the integration of students with special needs is expected to become more prevalent in the coming years. Personalized learning, tailoring education to individual needs. The future of special education is also leaning toward personalized learning. Advances in technology have made it possible to tailor educational experiences to meet the unique needs of each student. Personalized learning plans, which take into account individual strengths, interests, and challenges, allow educators to provide targeted support and resources. This approach is facilitated by data-driven decision-making, where educators can analyze students' progress and adjust their strategies accordingly. As schools continue to adopt personalized learning models, students with disabilities will likely experience enhanced engagement and improved outcomes. Technological innovations, enhancing learning experiences. Technology is poised to play a transformative role in special education. With the rise of assistive technologies and adaptive learning platforms, educators can provide more effective support to students with diverse learning needs. Tools ranging from speech-to-text software to interactive learning applications empower students to engage with the curriculum in ways that were previously unimaginable. Moreover, virtual reality, VR, and augmented reality, AR, technologies are emerging as innovative tools for special education. These technologies can create immersive learning experiences that facilitate skill development and social interaction in a safe environment. As schools invest in these technologies, the potential for personalized and engaging learning experiences for students with disabilities will expand significantly. Challenges ahead. Navigating roadblocks in special education. Funding and resources, addressing inequities. Educational resources. Despite the positive trends and innovations, special education continues to face significant challenges, particularly regarding funding and resource allocation. Many schools struggle to secure the necessary funding to provide adequate support for students with disabilities. This inequity can result in disparities in the quality of education and resources available to these students. Advocacy groups and policymakers are increasingly recognizing the need for improved funding models that prioritize special education. However, achieving equitable funding remains a complex issue that will require concerted efforts at local, state, and federal levels. Teacher training, ensuring preparedness and competence. School principal training. Another critical challenge for the future of special education is the need for effective teacher training. Educators working with students with disabilities require specialized knowledge and skills to address diverse learning needs effectively. Many teachers feel unprepared to support students with disabilities due to inadequate training in inclusive practices. To address this issue, teacher preparation programs must enhance their curricula to include comprehensive training in special education. Continued professional development opportunities for in-service teachers are also essential to ensure they remain informed about best practices and innovative strategies. School principal training, parental involvement, strengthening homeschool partnerships. The role of parents and guardians in the education of students with disabilities cannot be overstated. Strong home-school partnerships are vital for fostering student success. However, many parents feel disconnected from the educational process, often due to a lack of communication or understanding of special education services available to them. Moving forward, schools must prioritize building collaborative relationships with families. Engaging parents in the development of individualized education plans, IEPs, and fostering open lines of communication can help create a supportive environment that benefits students. The role of policy, advocating for change. Policy changes at the federal and state levels play a significant role in shaping the future of special education. The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA, has been instrumental in ensuring that students with disabilities have access to a free and appropriate public education. However, as the landscape of education evolves, policies must also adapt to reflect current needs and challenges. Teacher training courses. Advocates for special education must continue to push for policies that promote inclusion, adequate funding, and comprehensive support services for students with disabilities. By engaging with lawmakers and raising awareness about the importance of special education, stakeholders can help secure a brighter future for all students. Looking ahead, the importance of collaboration and advocacy. Collaboration, building a supportive network. As we consider the future of special education, the importance of collaboration cannot be overstated. Educators, administrators, parents, and community members must work together to create an ecosystem that supports the success of students with disabilities. This collaborative approach can foster a sense of shared responsibility and ensure that all stakeholders are invested in the educational journey of these students. Advocacy, empowering the voices of students and families. Personalized learning platforms. Advocacy will play a crucial role in shaping the future of special education. Empowering students and families to voice their needs and experiences is essential for driving change. Schools and organizations can facilitate this process by providing platforms for students and parents to express their concerns and suggestions regarding special education services. Conclusion: A vision for the future of special education. The future of special education holds tremendous promise as we embrace the change and innovation. With a focus on inclusive practices, personalized learning, and technological advancements, educators have the opportunity to create enriching learning environments for students with disabilities. However, challenges remain, particularly regarding funding, teacher training, and parental involvement. By addressing these challenges and advocating for effective policies, we can ensure that all students, regardless of their abilities, receive the support they need to thrive. The journey toward an inclusive and equitable education system is ongoing. And as we move forward, collaboration among educators, families, and policymakers will be essential in shaping a brighter future for special education. There's a list of educational resources that follows. NFB.org has a very nice list of hot links for deaf-blind resources. Access technology and accessible reading. There are many bullets for that. American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults. American Printing House for the Blind Incorporated. AI Squared, Zoom Text Manufacturer, a division of Vispero. Aira, A-I-R-A. Amputech, white cane manufacturer. Blind Mice Mart Mega Mall. Sign up for free. Bookshare. Captel Phones. Cochlear. Florida Reading and Vision Technology. Freedom Scientific, a division of Vispero. Harris Communications. Healthy Hearing, HH. Humanware. ICANN Connect, the National Deafblind Equipment Distribution Program. Independent Living Aids. Learning Ally. Maxi Aids. NOIR, Medical Filtered Sunglasses. Optelec, of the division of Vispero. Optelec is spelled O-P-T-E-L-E-C. Seedlings, Braille books for children and teens. Silent Call Communications. Ultratech Inc., that's spelled U-L-T-R-A-T-E-C, Inc. Communication, the Hearing and Speech Agency, Centralized Interpreter Referral Services, Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Building, 5900 Metro Drive, that's 5900 Metro Drive, Baltimore, Maryland, 21215, telephone 410-318-6780, TDD 410-318-6758, email hasa@hasa.org, website hasa.org/programs/interpreting. Maryland Relay, State of Maryland Department of Information Technology, Telecommunications Access of Maryland, 301 West Preston Street, Suite 1008A, Baltimore, Maryland 21201, Voice TTY 800-552-7724, Video Phone 443-453-5970, Fax 410-767-4276, Email moreinfo@mdrelay.org, Website mdrelay.org. Hear Now Program, a program of the Starkey Hearing Foundation. So Hear is spelled H-E-A-R. 6700 Washington Avenue South, Eden Prairie, Minnesota, 55344, phone 866-354-3254, fax 952-828-6900, website Starkey, S-T-A-R-K-E-Y, hearingfoundation.org. T-Mobile IP Relay, general information about T-Mobile IP Relay, download the iOS app, download the Android app. Ultratrack Inc., 450 Science Drive, Madison, Wisconsin, 53711. Telephone 800-482-2424. Fax 608-238-3008. Website ultratec.com. Education. NFB Youth Slam, NFB Scholarship Program, Hadley School for the Blind, National Center on Deaf Blindness, NCDB, Perkins School for the Blind, Louisiana Center for the Blind, LCB, Colorado Center for the Blind, CCB, Helen Keller National Center for Deafblind Youth and Adults, Laurent Clerc, that's C-L-E-R-C, National Deaf Education Center, Gallaudet University, Intelligent.com, Higher Education Teams Online College Guide for Deaf and Hard of Hearing Students. Federal Government Agencies, Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. Disability.gov, Federal Government's website for information on disability programs and services nationwide. Federal Office for Civil Rights, Social Security Administration, and there's more, including guide dogs. I've run out of time for this week's Vision News. I hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next week. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.